What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Today I'm going to be teaching you about minimalist street photography. And this is something that I've been adopting in my practice over the past 2 years. And so what I've learned over my journey of photographing with a more minimalist approach and technique is essentially some of the best photographs are the photographs that don't necessarily have a million different things going on. But the best photographs are the ones that are easy to read, where less is more. You know, I find that ultimately, when it comes down to it, less is more. Making a photograph that is easy to read and is visually impactful, stripping away all of the chaos in your frame and synthesizing the formal elements with the content to create something visually coherent is actually just a more impactful way to make photographs, where if I'm out there in the world and I see something occurring in front of me, like we have here in Philadelphia, this man holding a snake and people going to pet it, I decided to make a very simple decision to create a photograph of this moment, recognizing the beautiful shape that was formed of this snake. And so I dropped to a low angle to separate this snake from the backdrop of the sky in relationship to City Hall's beautiful tower there, a very iconic symbol of Philadelphia, my hometown. And so I waited for the gesture and clicked the shutter, and we have these repeated shapes of the person's hand in that circular shape in relationship to the formal elements of the snake's shape. And this to me is the art of minimalism. It's looking at the different elements in front of you, looking at the chaos, and putting order to it in your frame. And so the evolution of my photography has been very transformative. Over the past 2 years, I've made over 250,000 frames. I've been photographing every single day, walking the same route daily, and training my eye to see this way. I've been training my eye to strip away all of the superfluous and focus on the details that truly matter, looking at these minimalist moments. And so I'm essentially following the light. I'm using light as my subject and allowing the human presence to carry the image by following the light itself. And so here in Rome, I was photographing these two nuns, and I waited as the moment of this person reached for their hand back on their shoulder to scratch their itch. And I noticed this relationship that I can make between the foreground and the background. I noticed the beautiful light and the way that I can crush the shadows and expose for the highlights in the light. And this to me is the evolution of my photography, playing between that fine line of order and chaos, light and shadow, and uplifting these very simple mundane moments to an extraordinary height through the power of minimalist street photography, where I believe that light is the essence of photography. Phos meaning light, graphe meaning light, writing or drawing. We're drawing with light, we're writing with light, we're creating instant sketches of light. And so by using light in your street photography, you can enhance your ability to create these more minimalist frames. And so I find that by stripping away all of the details in the background and crushing the details in black and illuminating what's truly important in the highlights, in the light, you can create a more dramatic and minimalist frame. And so here in Penn's Landing, I was looking down at the river, observing the birds in flight, and I found it to be a beautiful moment. However, by underexposing by one stop, I was able to crush out the riverside and expose for the birds, giving that sense of space a bit of ambiguity and a minimalist frame. And so I'm observing the details when I'm on the streets. You know, I photograph the overlook, sometimes a cigarette butt on the ground, some pennies, textures on the wall. Using the macro mode on the Ricoh GR, it's really helping me isolate these tiny little moments that I believe I would otherwise never really notice. And so I believe that ultimately street photography, it's my way of abstracting the world, where I believe the beauty of street photography is that you can create a new world in a fraction of a second. And by stripping away all of the superfluous and focusing and highlighting these really tiny details in a minimalist frame, you can create this new place, this new world, your version of reality, where light is our information, meaning what's in the shadows, what's in the background, it's not of our concern. What falls into the light is what gives us our photographs life and light. And so when I'm photographing, I'm not afraid to set my camera to highlight weighted metering mode. I sometimes underexpose, and I like to photograph what is in the light, leaving that to be what's important in the frames, and then subtracting all the superfluous in the background where we have a deep black color, so that we have this emphasis on what's most important in the frame to create this minimalist look. And so I'm embracing light and shadow play on the streets, using the high contrast black and white small JPEG files straight out of my Ricoh GR3 is allowing me to really hone in on the technique of shooting these shadows and light. And I'm finding that by removing all the noise and removing all of the superfluous in the shadow area, I'm essentially highlighting the information, the truth in my frame, being the light itself. And so, yeah, I just think that it's an interesting way to look at light itself as information and photographing the truth and photographing what is in the light and then making these images using light and shadow play can, I believe, help you create more minimalist frames. And so I believe minimalism is sublime. Minimalism is beyond beauty, where I find that there is an art to making a frame that is simplified and something that is easy to read that evokes an emotional response to the viewer, where we have this very single man here rowing down the Schuylkill River on this gloomy, foggy morning. However, that isolated framing of the person in between that bridge and the fog and the background and the atmosphere that's created through stripping away all of the superfluous and focusing on this single subject in this very beautiful environment creates an other world. It creates a sublime effect that I believe goes beyond this notion of beauty, but there's something about the stripping away of all of the superfluous, highlighting what's most important, and using black and white photography to achieve this minimalist look that I believe evokes an emotional response for a viewer, and it evokes the soul of not only the photographer, but the street itself. And so I treat walking as meditation. You know, we're walking the same route each day. It just becomes a daily ritual of mine. It becomes a way for me to stay grounded in the present moment, where my goal isn't necessarily novelty, but it's about me cultivating my vision. It's about me training my eye each and every day to see this way. And so I enjoy the spirit of play when I'm walking, not taking it too seriously, but simply treating walking as a way for me to stay in tune with the rhythm and the beat of the street. And then I start to see these patterns in nature and human behavior, whether I'm watching the light or the people and the way that they move. And then I'm becoming much more in tune with the way in which I see the world and strip away all of the noise. Because when you're on the streets, there's so many distractions. When you're on the streets, practically keep your phone at home, keep your phone on do not disturb, and walk at a slow pace. Walk 75% slower than the people around you, and you'll start to notice the ways in which you can isolate subjects and strip away the details in the background that maybe clutter your frames. You know, because that's, to me, the art of street photography and making minimalist compositions is being able to put your body in a physical position in relationship to that moment and the background that synthesizes the content with formal elements of composition to create something easily readable. And this is difficult to achieve on the street, frankly, because there are so many chaotic moments going on. There's so many advertisements on the walls. There's so many superfluous details around you. But it's your goal to walk slowly and to be hyper aware, using your observational skills and being present in the grounded moment to be able to come home with a minimalist composition. And so the art of minimalist street photography has everything to do with subtracting the superfluous and creating something easy to read. Here in City Hall in Philadelphia here, I was underground looking up at this glass ceiling as we have a subway station here. And as this man was washing the glass on the wall, I decided to subtract the superfluous in this frame. I decided to subtract his body, his torso, his head, and focus on his hand, and focus on that gesture, and focus on the silhouette effect that I could create, and the ways in which this man's hand was arching over this frame. And so for me, subtracting the superfluous details is all about focusing on what truly matters. And to me, in this particular moment, the gesture mattered. The character didn't matter. The subject himself didn't matter. To me, it was the shape. It was the movement of the hand in relationship to the texture of the wall to create a more abstract, interesting, minimalist frame. And so recognize that sometimes you can cut off certain body parts, you can subtract certain elements in the background by positioning your body in a particular way, looking up, looking down, crouching low, using macro mode. I think there's a variety of ways that you can subtract the superfluous. This is just one example that I have for you today. And so for me, gear is really essential, you know, in terms of minimalist street photography. I think the simpler, the better. And essentially what that means is a lot of people get caught up with gear about lenses, you know, camera choices, blah, blah, blah. But actually keeping your setup as simple as possible, using a Ricoh GR3, it's a compact camera. It doesn't get in the way. It's the simplest solution possible for this kind of photography. You can shoot with a high contrast JPEG setting straight out of the camera. Feel free to visit my website at dantesisifo.com or just Google Dante Sisifo, the ultimate Ricoh GR workflow or tutorial or something like that, and you can follow along and figure out how I make pictures like this and learn for yourself. But essentially, I want the camera to not get in the way. I want to eliminate the decision fatigue. And so the Ricoh GR is the closest thing to not having a camera, where I simply have it on my wrist strap. I have it in my pocket at all times. And this just allows me to consistently make photographs throughout the day. And I don't want to have to overthink and overanalyze in the moment, but I just want to see the world and respond to it quickly and intuitively. And so I believe it's really important for us to eliminate decision fatigue, and embracing a minimalist gear setup for this kind of minimalist street photography, personally, I believe makes sense. And so a good photograph is easy to read. A good photograph creates a visual feast for the viewer. And a visual feast isn't something that has a million different things going on, but it's something that can isolate a piece of content, isolate a moment, isolate something that's visually interesting or impactful in the frame from the background, that allows the viewer's eyes to be guided throughout the frame, that allows the viewer's eyes to be drawn to the thing of impact. And so I believe the best photographs isolate a subject. The best photographs separate the moment from the background. The best photographs are easy to read. And so here in Chinatown, I observed that as this man was smoking his cigarette. And so it's a very chaotic environment. It's very difficult to create a minimalist frame in a chaotic environment at the Chinese New Year celebration, as there's so many fireworks and people and bystanders. However, by remaining extremely physically close in proximity to the subject, I was able to isolate him from the background of the frame and focus on that moment that matters most, subtracting the superfluous and highlighting that gesture of the man with the cigarette. And so I believe minimalist street photography becomes a way of life. It becomes this way for you to go out there and sort of see with laser pinpoint accuracy, right? Where you're looking at a moment and you're realizing this very simple idea. And this is all street photography is. Where must I position my physical body in relationship to the subject and the background to create a frame that is more impactful, to strip away the clutter in the frame? You know, keep this in mind when you're on the streets and analyze the world like a visual puzzle for you to solve. And so by dropping low and isolating this child playing upon this Logan Square sculpture here in this photograph I made at the Thanksgiving Day Parade, I was able to isolate the moment of the boy playing, and I was able to isolate him from the clutter and the chaos of the parade to create a more minimalist frame. And so what remains in this photograph is the stillness of the moment, the silence, and the soul of the street. And so this to me is my idea about minimalist street photography. I think it's a really simple solution, because what happens when you see the world this way is you strip away the noise. Right? You strip away all of the superfluous and you focus on what truly matters in your frames, which I believe is a very simple and easy way for you to create a minimalist or more impactful composition, you know, a more impactful photograph generally. It's about creating something easy to read. It's about making a photograph that's strong, both visually, formally, and with something strong in terms of the content and the moment itself. And so it's very much a part of my process these days. You know, I look at the world this way for the most part. I'm looking at light itself as my subject. I follow the light. Another random just tidbit, because I'm standing in front of my photo wall, that I just wanted to maybe, emphasize here, because I think it's kind of interesting to note, is if you look at my color photographs, even if you just go to DanteSisifo.com, go to my homepage and look at my frames, you know, I make layered compositions with the foreground, the middle ground, the background. I isolate subjects. I create these sort of dynamic compositions in the traditional documentary approach here in color. But what I want to highlight is the idea that I've essentially been cultivating this minimalist compositional technique throughout all of my photography journey, but just in my own unique way, using color in these frames, where it may seem like there's a lot going on in some of these photographs, but I believe ultimately I've learned the art of minimalism through subtracting the superfluous, creating a photograph that's easy to read, separating subjects from the background in a way that I believe is in that sort of vein of minimalism, but just in a more perhaps complex way, as there are many different elements in these compositions here that you see on the screen. But I don't know, I just wanted to share that because I genuinely believe that minimalism doesn't have to be like a high contrast, you know, image or whatever. It's like, it's just a way of seeing and a way of photographing. And so hopefully something in this video inspired you to go out there and make some minimalist street photography. Thank you for watching today's video, and I will see you in the next one. Peace.